Well, as mentioned, Willie Cauley-Stein is in studio with us. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I don't know if I should ask you if this summer went fast or what, because it seemed like we were just talking to you down the hallway before you did all your summer activities, and here we are a couple days away from camp.
Yeah, no, it definitely went fast. I can't even fathom how fast it went. But I'm hyped though. I'm really excited about, you know, not only my opportunity this year, but just our opportunity as, you know, the Kings organization and everybody else that comes with it. It's just, you know, the vibe is really cool in there.
You know, a lot of times, Willie, when a player gets ready to go into the summertime, whatever they're going to work on. So I seen you, because I follow you on social media, so I seen you in Vietnam and China and different places, and I'm thinking, okay, what's Willie's game going to look like? Then I came to the gym, and I said, oh, boy, Willie's game is looking real nice. What was your approach to trying to tune this thing in and get to what I'm seeing out there on the court?
You know, man, a lot of it was mental.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people was telling me that, like, oh, man, you're moving a lot. Like, you're moving a lot. Like, when are you in the gym? Are you in the gym? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm in the gym.
Right?
I'm in the gym. But, you know, not as – it's more – it was a more mental, you know, summer than more physical. But I just – did a lot of reps.
Okay.
Now you see it. Like, I've done just a lot of reps, a lot of reps, a lot of reps. And now it's kind of like it's getting comfortable. It's coming second nature. Like, ball handling is tighter. You know, shooting is tighter. And, you know, just seeing the floors, passing the balls, everything is just real tight right now.
That's beautiful.
And you got a taste in the last 25 games, playing regular minutes and playing a lot, about where your ceiling may be and that you're not there yet, but you already had success. And I would think that fueled you big time this summer too.
Oh, yeah. That definitely gave me, you know, a sense of direction of where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before it's just like, you know, when you play in an effort role,
right?
It's just effort.
Yep.
Go out there and play hard, and then everything else kind of, you know, unveils itself. But then, like, when you're playing that other role where – you need to get 15 and 10 to, like, have a chance to win the game. Now you're starting thinking of ways to, you know,
awesome.
Kind of like, okay, well, where's my spots at so I could get these numbers real quick so we got a chance to win. And so, like, that's kind of my whole mental approach to, you know, this whole summer is, like, you know, what's the easiest way for me to get my numbers and where are my spots at where I know I'm going to get this, you know, I know I'm going to score here. I know, you know, defensively I need to be here so we can do this. And, like, that's more the, you know, the approach that I took.
You know, some guys are motivated by what ultimately you're in this business for, and that's to make money. Doug is one of these guys. I really believe he would have played for nothing. You know what I mean? But yet, when you see the money going out there right now, and you're starting your third year, how much does that factor into your motivation of going overboard, full tilt, to be the best you can be because of that aspect of what you do?
I mean, it's you know, probably 80% of what you're thinking about all the time. But not only that, it's just like, you know, we rebuild it. So now we got, like, a whole, you know, new set of guys and a new team and a new frame of mind that, like, we're trying to win, Grant. Like, we're trying to win. Like, we're not just trying to play no more. Like, we're trying to win. We're trying to take the city to a whole nother level. And that's, like, you know, so big in my aspect because I'm here for the culture. Like, you know, you see the way I dress, you see the way I talk, you see the way I move, and that's like, I'm here for the culture, and I'm trying to bring something different to the city, and, you know, winning helps that. And that, like, you know, the money aspect comes if you win. If you win, we all get paid.
That's right. I'll tell you one thing, and I know I speak for Doug because Doug knows he lived it, and I lived it from a different perspective. If you win here, and by winning, I'm not even talking about winning a championship. Like, the first game you play at Golden 1 Center in the playoffs,
oh my God.
And I know you played at Kentucky, and so I'm just telling you, you'll remember it all the way to your grave, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like it in the world.
These fans, they take on a whole different vibe. The whole city takes on a
vibe. It's unbelievable.
That's why, like, listening to you, I start sweating. I'm just like, I'm excited for you, and I watch you guys work, and down there, it seems to be a competitive environment. Do you like the environment that's been built?
Oh yeah, I mean it's fun. It's fun to, like, show up to work and you know as soon as we're done hooping, you're ready. Like, I can't wait till tomorrow. Like, we got five games tomorrow. Like, I'm trying to at least win four of these games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody might have got you on a couple moves, and you're like, tomorrow you ain't getting me on that. And
yes.
Like, so it's just like, don't know, it's just fun, and I'm really excited about, you know, training camp and having all the guys together and see, you know, what the coaches are scheming on, how we're going to play, and 2 weeks before our first game.
Wow. Get out of here. I know.
Is that crazy?
That's wild. It's wild. 2 weeks.
I know. It is.
It's just crazy.
And then, you know, Doug and I were out there yesterday, and I see Vince Carter with you guys, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, and I'm not saying that you're different, but you're a little bit even older than the young guys that came in. I'm like, man, Vince Carter was playing before they were born. They're on the same court with a guy that's just, like, famous. And, like,
he's a
man.
Walking legend.
Yes, yeah. Right?
Like a walking legend, and, like,
what a great guy, too,
seeing
huh?
him move and stuff, you're just like, man, I would never thought he was like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like us. Yeah. He's normal. And then you put him on a whole nother pedestal, and he's just like, you know, funny dude, sit there and, you know, shoot. He's just funny. Like, he's just a cool dude. And, like, I don't know, it was very, very cool when we were both in China, and I seen him in a whole nother light, and how the people there were treating him. And you're just like, oh, he's global too?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's global too? He's got the Carter effect everywhere? This is crazy. Like, yes. This dude's on our team. This is going to be...
That's awesome.
This is going to be, you know, just one of the coolest things that's, you know, probably that, you know, you can feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, you're going to experience this. I had him when he was a rookie. In Toronto. So when I seen him yesterday and gave him love, we, you know, just go back through, and, you know, you're going to be 17, 18 years in the league, and then it's going to be some kid, and then they're going to be like, that's Willie Cauley-Stein. It's a crazy thing how this league works. And now that you're getting to experience it, Willie, the first time you came in, you're a rookie, you get some spot minutes. Last year, you start out, you get a little bit, but then all of a sudden, it takes off. This is going to be the second time through. What I mean by that is now you're on the scouting report.
Right.
And they're going to attack you differently. Do you think about that piece of it?
Every day.
Good.
Every single day, I'm
so
thinking
awesome.
Of it.
It is.
I'm thinking of, like... It's so crazy. I've never been on a scouting report.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You.
So now
I
it's
don't.
Like, even the last 25 games, I was on a scouting report.
Yes. Right?
You can feel the defense of people like, oh, he likes to go right. Well, let's force him left. Well, little did you know I'm left-handed. So, like,
yeah. It's, and you can hear the bench. And the bench is saying, watch out, whatever
right,
the scouting
right,
report
right.
is.
And you're like, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Yeah. I like this. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, every single day I'm thinking about it. And every single day I'm just thinking about, you know, these first games, I'm showing this, and I'm not showing this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not showing this neither. I'm going to keep it real, you know, cut and dry what I'm showing until, you know, it kind of, like, takes off in its own sense of, all right, he's playing me this way, and I'm just doing it.
Yes. That's awesome, man.
You know what I love about what you said a couple minutes ago? You go, man, we want to win. No one's expecting the Kings to win this year because of the young roster and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, watching it and competing and the way you guys talk, you don't want to hear about that, do you?
Nah, I mean, I've heard it from when we first started, you know, during the summer when we first got our rookies in.
Yeah,
we're at the bottom of the conference. Put us at the bottom of the conference. You know, that's gonna help us.
Sure,
right.
We get to sneak up on people. Like I like to think of it like when I was at Kentucky, we always had a target on our back.
Sure.
And I used to hate the fact that we had a target on our backs because every time you might have some bums come in and they're playing hard. And they're playing on a whole nother level.
Because they beat you, it makes their whole season.
What? And they're
right.
That's their championship game.
Right.
And that's how we gotta be every time we step on the floor. Yeah. Like, this is our championship game.
Hey, what is your What is your impression of a guy that so many people around the country wanna know about, but because of his knees we don't know enough about, and that's Harry Giles?
Yo, Harry surprised me a little bit. You know, the first day we played with him, I thought he was like kind of slow and methodic, but then I'm like, well, he did just come off ACL tear, like, you know what I'm saying? He's, you know, been what, it's like a year, two
right?
years.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's probably still babying it. Like, I remember when I broke my ankle, like, I was still kind of like, still had this little limp.
Easy.
Because I'm like,
yeah, and it's not there, but it's
right,
there.
But it's
right.
there. I'm like, well, it doesn't hurt, but I'm still limping, and I don't know why I'm limping. And it took me a little while before I'm like, I just let it loose. I'm like, all right, I'm playing. But then I started seeing his skill, and I was like, all right, so now he got some skill, and I like that. I like to see, you know, he's got his hooks, but then he can put the ball on the floor a little bit. And it's just like, I'm like, okay, Harry's all right. I like Harry.
Yeah, I like what I saw out of him too. Have you thought about this piece? Because as I look at this younger team, and then you have the three veterans they got brought in, You got Bogdan, who has European experience. There's a leadership piece that's going to come to this, coming in first in the drills, doing what we've seen you do. Come early, stay late, dedicate your time. Do you think about the leadership piece at all?
That's another thing. I literally just got off the phone with my agent right before I came here because, you know, I talked to Vladi and Peja, and they're like, they're looking for that.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
And I have this sort of energy about me that, like, you can't help but look at it. You can't help but feel it. So it's like, it's there.
Yep. What you going to do with it?
Right.
Yes.
Now, how are you going to, like, motivate everybody else to follow you? And that's kind of like, that's why I'm staying late an hour.
Yep.
That's why I'll be there, you know, even though, do I have to be there?
No.
Probably not.
Yep.
But, like, yeah, I'm going to show face. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the little things. But it's hard because, like, being even a younger dude and, like, you see the walking legends and you're like, how do I talk to him? But then it's just like talking to him like as a man.
Yep. And you know what, a lot of times, as I've been through a lot of different things and I've learned, is what you said, it's not going to be what you say, it's going to be what you do, because the young players are going to see you, they're going to follow, and they're going to respect. The older players are going to see you, and they're going to give you respect.
Right.
And that's what we witness just by being around. Is
that's right.
Ah, Willie's here. He's early. He's late. Those are the things that pay dividends.
I think it's awesome.
I do too.
You know, and you know this, because we live in an era of social media, and everyone's yapping and stuff all the time. And guys get labels on them, and we talk about interest outside of basketball. And everybody knows your love for art and what you do. And then, you know, early in your career, it's like, well, you know, does Willie, what's more important to him? Is it, well, mm-hmm. you know what, why can't you have both? Why can't you have, you know, basketball is what you do. It's not necessarily who you are. But, man, oh, man, I mean, the amount of work that you've put in for basketball this summer has got to be maybe, and I'm asking, it's got to be maybe more than ever, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, well, let's take it back 10, 15 years.
Okay.
I'm playing 4 sports. So when it's baseball season, I'm not touching the basketball.
Right.
I'm not touching the football.
I heard you were a heck of a football player, man.
When it goes football, I'm not touching either of those. I'm playing all football. I'm watching football at home. I'm doing all sorts of football. It didn't click to me till like my sophomore year of college. Like, I'm not playing those sports anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got to be doing something during those times. And then, like, from that point on, it kind of took off. Like, I started, you know, being in the gym a little bit more, kind of like taking it a little more serious. Like, it matters now. It's not like, okay, I'm just playing hoops. Like, all right, I'm trying to do this. To that point, I turned it into an art.
Mm.
Like, this summer was an art for me. Like,
that's awesome, man.
I'm learning this game in a whole different aspect of, like, this is poetry. This is art. Like, my moves is something else than just doing moves and, like, putting the ball in the hole and doing this. Like, I'm doing this as an art now, and that's where I've turned it into in my head, and that's why, you know, it's a lot more fun that way.
You know, Grant, you say something all the time is you got to wait, people, because a lot of people, they call in and when we get a draft pick. Why isn't a draft pick playing? Why isn't – and Grant says you're going to have to wait 2 to 3 years. And the funny part about what you just said is that's why, Grant, because, see, for him, it turned on in a different way. And now he said, I'm going to dedicate myself to this. And a lot of guys – don't do that, Willie. And they have as much talent as you do, but they don't do it, so they never get to reap the benefits of that. And obviously the organization doesn't. I don't really think you know how good you could be. And that's the
that's right.
That's the scary part. There's not a guy in the league, I can't really name, well, maybe there's a couple, that can stay in front of a pick and roll. I watched you the other day get one-on-one with Buddy, and he gave you his best, and you were still right in front of him, so he had to pass it. Those are things that big guys running the floor. I saw you start the break with 2 dribbles and pass it. These are things that not every big guy can do. So from that standpoint, I don't know that you know that.
You know, I do.
You do? Okay.
I do. I've known for a while, but I've never had the opportunity to show it, and I've never had the opportunity to, like, believe it.
Ah.
Like, I know what I could do.
Gotcha.
In a pickup game where there's no coaches and there's, like, not my teammates.
Right.
You're thinking I'm a point guard because, like, that's how I'm seeing the floor and I'm doing that type of stuff.
Right.
But it's like, now how do I carry that over to the – and that's where it comes in now.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like, you got to have that game time to do it.
Yes.
And you got to have that game feel to kind of, like, you know, do all that type of stuff. But I'm doing it every day. Yes. I promise you. You might not see it.
Yes.
But I'm doing it every day because there's going to be a point where – it is mine.
Yes.
And I will get to do anything that I want. Right now, I'm not expecting it right now, but I do work on that every day because I know what I want to be in the end of it, and I just know how to now that I have the steps to get there.
Man, that's awesome stuff, man. It gives me chills, Grant, because I tell Grant all the time that a lot of little tiny differences when we were playing is Vlade and Webb would grab the ball, and we wouldn't have to come back for it. They would take a dribble or two. So now I'm running full speed at the defense. That's a whole different thing, and he's passing me. Those little things with a guy like De'Aaron Fox, as fast as he is, and you hit him in full stride, and you got a shooter trailing, and you're playing this high above the rim. Holy moly, man. I get excited. Man.
I know.
This is
too much
for me.
We were talking about, I mean, really mean this. We've been doing this a long time. He's played. Hard to believe. I don't want to age. I mean, this is going to be my 30th year. I've seen a lot of things, man. But it's been a long time since we've been this excited for start of a season. And the future. You talk about what you guys are building. Like, I just think this is going to be an incredible time to be a Kings fan coming up here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's awesome. You can feel it. You can see it. You know.
I give a lot of this credit. Obviously, it starts at the top with Vivek and everybody up there, and then it comes down to Vlade. But he is what we used to call when we played. He's like United Nations. Vlade is he gets along with everybody.
United Nations.
But he has a real way to talk. And do you get that from him? How he can get through to you?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I learned that. When I first got here. of him playing the game in a sense, even like with everybody, like players, coaches, other front office dudes, kind of lets you like talk your talk, but he knows ultimately what he's gonna get. You know what I'm saying? Like he knows ultimately what he wants and what he's gonna get, and he's gonna let himself kind of warm into it. And
yep.
I like the way he moves, so that's
I do
it's
too.
Like cool like that, but. But yeah, for sure. I'll be watching him and stuff. So it's
I'm curious. You've been through this now twice, so you know what to expect in training camp, and we know what a grind this season is. Will you take this weekend off and just clear and like you know because it'll be the last weekend you have off until the All-Star break. How will you handle that?
Oh yeah, I don't even know. It's the last weekend, so. I've been thinking about it since last week and what I'm doing. Like, all right, so next week is the last week of what we're trying to do.
Because I know the Rooks have been told, hey, go away this weekend. This will be the last time you have 2 days off consecutively until the All-Star break.
Yeah.
They don't know that, but they do know. They've been told.
They be asking me all the time how training camp is, and it's not that it's super hard. It's just that, like, it's real now. You know what I'm saying? It's not that it's... Yeah, we've been hooping forever. Y'all been through the same. They all teaching the same stuff. But now it's like, instead of wearing here for 10 minutes doing one drill, now we're going to be doing the same drill for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And now you're like, your fatigue level mentally comes in. Or like, dude, like we've been doing this drill forever. Like, you know, can we move on? But it's like, no, you can't.
And those guys are trying to compete to get into the rotation.
Oh, no doubt.
Who's playing the minutes? And you can only play five guys at once. Doug and I, I was talking about this with Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how competitive this camp's going to be starting on Tuesday, man?
And that is a great environment because the cream rises to the top. And that kind of leads me to, I think Coach Yeager is going to expect a lot out of you guys. And I hope that he does. What's your feeling on that? Meaning that, I mean, he pushed the envelope. These are young guys, and you guys have an abundance of talent.
Right. So I think he's going to treat it a lot like, you know, a lot of us just came from college. So you can kind of treat us like we're college kids still, to an extent. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got you.
Like in college, you kind of, you know, your coach is controlling you.
He is.
But like in this sense, it's like he can control how hard we play because we're so young.
Okay.
But the older guys, you can't tell you, get on the line and run. You know what I'm saying? Like with us, you can kind of tell us like, look, if we're messing up,
yes,
gonna get your ass on the line and you're gonna run. But like when you got a lot of older dudes, you're not doing that.
Yeah,
because you know it's a whole nother. He's gonna teach us like the right way to play. That's like the coolest thing about it. I could see it in his actions and the way he kind of runs his stuff. Is like we might not be the most talented, but we're gonna play hard.
There you
go.
We're
gonna play fast.
Woo.
And it's like our defense is gonna be on point. Like our offensive plays is so cut and screen and all that type of stuff, and it's hard to guard.
Yes.
And like, so if we're on that page, like, we're gonna get a lot of easy buckets.
That's beautiful, man. I'm excited. And Kings fans, if you're listening, and I know you are, you should be excited as well, as Monday is media day, and right after that, it gets started.
Tuesday,
man.
I think the team dinner on Monday night, and they're at work starting on Tuesday. And as Willie said, a week from Monday is the first preseason game.
Goodness gracious, man. You know, they moved it up. I think it was 10 days.
About 7 days.
About seven days to get rid of some of those. All the 4 and 5 nights. Did that bother you at all? 4 and 5 nights? I mean, you're a young guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't playing 35 anyway. So, like, you know, it was kind of cool. I'm like, dude, I might get to play a little bit more tonight
because somebody else is going to be. Rest.
Exactly. It got kind of tricky towards the end, because mm-hmm. when you are starting to play 35, 40 minutes, and you're like,
yeah,
these back-to-backs ain't no joke, but I'm playing, so it's fun, and it's like, well, it's almost over, so you kind of like, oh, it's the home stretch, I'm just going to push through this. So I don't know. I'm interested to see how it's going to be.
Do you take good care of your body? Do you try to, I don't know, like massage, all the different things that you can do to try to make sure that you're at that top level?
Yeah, I mean, I recently just started, like, you know, deep tissue.
Okay.
I found out that, now I used to think that I was taking care of my body until right. I started doing this, and like,
then you're like,
then I'm like, I've been lied to. Yes. Like, this is not how it's supposed to be, because I did this. I had this guy come into my house on Monday, and he was like a deep tissue guru. Like, this dude is really weird. But I liked him, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I could see how passionate he was and what he was doing. But he said my body was, 80 pounds of my muscle tension was pulling my body down. Mm. So, like, I was leaned over 10 feet.
Okay.
Or 10 inches. Not 10 feet is OD. Yeah. 10 inches. I was leaned over 10 inches. So instead of, like, you know, my librium being straight, I was like this.
Okay.
One leg was 2 inches lower than the other.
Wow.
And I'm thinking I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I seen that. I'm like, yo, I've been lying to myself.
No doubt.
And so, like, by the end of that, I had, you know, 50 pounds instead of 80 pounds. So, like, you know, I'm just trying to chisel that back.
That's awesome.
I think I grew like 2 inches, though.
You see, Grant? Then everyone would call me crazy. That's exactly why. He's learning about himself, and that's big time stuff. Oh, I love it.
That's awesome, isn't it?
I'm over here sweating. Luckily, I get to leave in a second.
Yeah, you do. You both get to leave. I get to go solo until 7. But, I've done it before. I think I can handle it.
I think you can handle this, Napes. No doubt.
Hey, man,
it's
great having you in studio. No, I really appreciate it. And we can't wait to get it going for real next week, man.
Oh, yeah.
Go get it, man. Do your thing, man. We're going to be rooting for you. You got the whole city behind you. And they haven't got to see what we had the blessing
to
be able to peek.
We got a little sneak preview. We can't wait.
You guys play hard like that, man. You make everybody proud.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all they really want anyway.
No doubt. No doubt.